Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing you expert analysis on what the new CAP deal means for you and your farm payments.
But we start with water. If you're lucky enough to own land, you are doubly lucky if you have a river running through it. Well, Longford farmer and author of The Cow Book, John Connell, has exactly that on his family farm, through which the River Camlin flows. The Camlin is often described as merely a tributary of the Shannon, but it's got its own unique character and importance. And that's exactly what John got to know during lockdown when he travelled the length of it in a canoe. Well, he's going to be giving a public talk about the Camlin as part of Heritage Week. So for a little taster, he agreed to show it to me, and we started our journey on his farm just outside Ballinalee.
So we're here at the Camlin, at the meeting point of the Sorin River and the Camlin River. And the Sorin River is the little river I grew up beside my whole life, and it flows from Cornhill, which you can see up there with the RTE tower on it. It flows the whole way from there down to this point with the Camlin.
We'll just walk up here towards the part where they join, because you've got the Sorin is like a little stream. It's about 2 metres wide.
Yeah.
It's a lovely little calm stream. And then the Camlin here on the right.
The Camlin is...
It's lovely. So the current suddenly picks up there.
The current picks up there. And that section is a really good area for catching trout.
If we got in here on the kayaks, where would we end up?
We'd end up...
Eventually.
We'd end up going into Longford Town. Then we'd go through the rapids at the Mall. We'd have to get out there and get back in under the cinema. And then it would bring us all the way over to Clundra, which is where the Shannon and the Camlin meet, and the Royal Canal.
And that's actually, we're going to cheat it a bit. That's where we're going to drive to, and we're going to get in there at that point.
Yeah, well, otherwise it's a two-day trip on a on a kayak to get to Clundra. It's only 30 miles, but it takes 2 days because you're going at about 2 miles an hour. And I know that from experience. So we'll cheat a little bit and we'll get in the cars and we'll go to Clundra and we'll get in. This is Clundra, or what people around here call Richmond Harbour. It's where the canal meets the Camlin River, and also where the Shannon meets the Camlin. So it's the confluence of three waterways in Longford. It's a really busy spot. It's always busy. It's a small river, but there's a hell of a lot going on.
Right, so we need to just untie the sides there.
Yeah. And have we jackets, Ella?
We do, yeah.
Oh, yeah, well then we're
fine. Two life jackets.
Oh, yeah.
John, we've brought the two kayaks down to the river. The Camlin, it goes through the middle of Longford, basically. It cuts
in half. It rises in Granard. In my investigation of the river, I went to the very source, and it's just a little stream. And then it flows in through two lakes and starts to suddenly turn into a river. It's kind of the lifeline of the whole region. It divides Longford into North Longford and South Longford.
And North being Drumlin North.
North being Drumlin North and smaller farms and more people. And South Longford would always have been the more prosperous region and bigger farms. And
what part of Longford do you live?
I live in the middle. It's a little river that nobody knows about.
Yeah. Why is it called Camlin?
Camlin means the crooked pool, because it's a crooked river. It bends and flows so many ways. There was some attempts in the 19th century to straighten parts of it, and they were talking about trying to turn it into a working canal like something in England, but that never happened. There has been one or two sections that have been straightened out in the intervening years, but the river still is a crooked pool.
It's supposed to be wiggly, aren't they, rivers?
Yeah, they're
waterways
supposed to be wiggly.
Yeah,
yeah.
Put this down and we'll get going. I see some cows over there on the banks. There they are.
From the cowman to the river man.
And we're just floating underneath the bridge. It's the bridge that takes car travellers to the west of Ireland, straight to Westport. And under the bridge, there's lots of swallows there dipping in and out. And as you can hear, the thunderous sound of cars above us. And there's a man with a chainsaw cutting down a tree in the background. From my view, we're just floating along the Camlann River and it is bulging and it is absolutely beautiful. John, you took a big trip up the Camlann during lockdown, didn't you?
Yeah, it had been an idea I'd had for about a year and a half, 2 years. And I suppose everything just kind of came together at the right time.
How long is it?
It's 30 miles long, so it took 2 days of canoeing and camping to complete.
Nice.
And honestly, I'm someone who's travelled the whole world over, and it was probably one of the most amazing trips I've ever had. Rivers hold so much for everybody. They have memory and thought and emotion all wrapped up in them. And
there is something definitely, I mean, I've been kayaking rivers for a while now, and there's something about getting almost below the level of the land, which is, it just gives you a whole other perspective. But also taking the course of a river, you begin to think of it almost, I mean, it sounds mad, but you begin to think of it almost as a person.
Yeah, I mean, they talk about memories of rivers and that's about how they flow and the water tables in them. But I think rivers have memories. Wendell Berry, a man that asked a really good question in an essay about rubbish in his local river, and he said, what are people for? And it's something I've thought about a lot in the last 2 years since I wrote this book and been on this river. What are people really for? That's the question. I think our purpose is to value and cherish the environment that made us. It's not like what the Bible said, mastery and dominion over everything. That can't be the case anymore. It has to be about being in coexistence with everything. And I think that the IPCC report is very stark, and hopefully that we can take it into our minds to make a better country and nation and planet for, it's not for us, it's for the children and our grandchildren to come after us. With this river, I want people to be able to come in 50 years time and see what I saw.
John Connell on the River Camlann in Longford there. And John's talk for Heritage Week is on the 22nd of August at Richmond Harbour. And for more information on all the events for Heritage Week, and there are so many of them all around the country, just go to heritageweek.ie.